Birthday Mode, episode number 56. Welcome to this week's Keep It 100 moment. I'm your host, Nina Babel, and you know I keep it 100. In case you're wondering, Keep 100 simply means that Nina keeps it real and she keeps it true. Today is when I celebrate WTF. And you're like, what? It's not what you're thinking, people. It's my What the Friday Super Short episode. So today's 15-minute mini is where I'm going to be talking about birthdays. Because tomorrow's my birthday, y'all! But you know what? I don't get excited about it like I used to. Does this happen to you? I mean, don't get me wrong. I have celebrated a lot of birthdays, and I have a lot of good memories. But if there's one day, people, where you have bragging rights, that you should take the day off, go offline, and celebrate you, is your birthday. So, just to give you some context, I have two good girlfriends I grew up with. We had the same birthday. I have two ex-boyfriends. One I share the same birthday with, one is the day after. Then, my BFF, her birthday's like 3 days before mine. So there's a lot of good energy going on this week. But when I think about how I've celebrated my birthday over the years, gosh, it started really from kindergarten. From those Halloween parties to a surprise birthday party where I was so surprised that I jumped back and hit the wall. That was probably the best one on record. To BFF trips, to girl trips, to vacationing on a beach. I mean, I've done it. I've celebrated. So this year I've given myself a delayed present where I will literally keep my beach tradition. And so in the next, gosh, I think in less than 30 days. Yeah. Ah, I can't wait. And I'm going to be halfway across the world, y'all. So tune in. So I started this whole Nina Mantra ritual tradition for myself because you go from being that kind of teen, wanting to be 18, wanting to be drinking age, and then stuff just goes downhill from there. It's like you're 25, you're 30, and you're 35, and then you're like, oof. So this whole ritual thing that I was talking about, it's where I either travel somewhere different. If I'm not in a position to travel, I make sure at least I do 3 new things that I've never, ever done before. So tomorrow, I decided my birthday theme is going to have an Empire State of Mind in New York City. Yeah, it's a quick getaway. It's a change of scenery. But you know what? I realized despite living in New York and visiting the city a gazillion times, I can easily find 3 things that I've never done before. I've never been to the Empire State Building. I've never walked through Central Park. I've walked like around it, skirted through it as a shortcut to get somewhere. And you know what? I'm going to tell everybody and their mother it's my birthday and see what I can get away with. How's that? But on a personal note, I'm going to make some real outlandish wishes for myself for this coming year. This past year, y'all, full disclosure, I've been tested, I've been tried many, many of times. I've made several sacrifices, and I'm praying for my sanity every day in hopes that, you know, everything that I'm working on pays off next year. So how about you? What do you do to celebrate you, and more importantly, you on your birthday? Even if it's really, really small, don't hesitate. I encourage you to celebrate you no matter what. Life should not only be lived, but it should be celebrated. And And remember, the best things in life are the people you love, the places you've seen, and the memories that you've made along the way. Age is merely the number of years the world has been enjoying you. That's my Keep It 100 moment. I keep it real and I keep it true. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy smooches.